Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Influence Music and Michael Catterall with Spirit Lead Me brings us all down to 10 minutes past 4. Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Lukom Kwedi Phuthi, and of course I'll be with you all the way up until 6 o'clock this evening. I start off this evening with a beautiful lady by the name of Prudence Machumi. I did have a bit of a struggle there, and Elsbungler would laugh at me while trying to pronounce her surname. So, Machumi, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit. Hello? Cannot getting there. Okay, let's see. Oh, there you are. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for the warm welcome and to all our Radio Pulpit family.
So I kind of had to rehearse your surname over and over again because, hey, I cannot believe that C can be a ch. I
was like, what?
Oh, now it makes sense. Now, Mama Chumi, we're talking about the Marketplace Champions Conference today. Can you tell us a bit about it? Maybe also give us a bit of a background where it's all coming from, because I do believe that you are hosting it.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. So the Marketplace Champions Conference is about equipping believers to win in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, 80% of us sitting in listening to the pastor on Sunday in the church, we don't function and operate in the marketplace Monday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we feel there's a gap in terms of the messaging, the teachings, the equipping for believers to be more effective. Mm. So that is why we've put on the Marketplace Champions Conference. We are on our fourth conference coming up on the 9th of November. So we've been running it for 2 years, and we have had amazing, amazing feedback, and we are having amazing, amazing speakers who are coming from all over the world to be a blessing to those here right here in South Africa in the marketplace.
Maybe if you can just take us a bit down memory lane and perhaps, you know, take us from that very first conference you had up until now. Mm. I love down memory lanes, you know, because we really just want to get a feel also. If I'm coming to the event, I want to know exactly what it looks like and what really inspired it.
Yeah. So the first event was just amazing. In fact, I just had landed that morning from the United States. I got here and everybody was ready. And what we were trying to do is bring champions, those who are of the faith, mm-hmm. from the marketplace to come and help us and tell others how they've been able to survive and move from survive to actually thriving in the marketplace. How do you combine your faith, your finances, in order to give glory to God in the marketplace? Mm-hmm. So we had speakers, we had accountants, we had a reward specialist, we had Dr. Patience Angana, who was there. You know, we had amazing speakers. So God really started us with a bang. Mm-hmm. And everybody still reminisces about the first Marketplace Champions Conference.
Wow.
So what we do is the next one, so we have one in the middle of the year, and then we have one at the end of the year. Yeah.
That's how you have November four. One,
yes. Okay. So the November one last year as well, we had an upgrade. So we had international speakers who also came and were a blessing to us again. Mm. We just had such a beautiful diversity of male and female champions in the marketplace. We had a diversity of skill sets. We had a diversity of people coming in and where they're functioning in various areas. We talked about health and wealth. We had a medical doctor who came with a whole medical team. You know, so health is wealth. We realize that if your health is not intact, you can't really prosper in the marketplace. Okay. So we had that also in the room. Then we had also businesses. So a big part of talking about the marketplace, we can't talk about that without talking about what are the products and services that believers are taking to the marketplace every time. Mm. So we also have the opportunity for you to bring those products and services, not only to tell us about them, but to also sell them right there at the conferences. So we really invite vendors to say, what did God put in your hand? Yeah. Bring that alongside to the marketplace and let us also sell that at the Champions Conference. So that was the second one. Then we had the third one earlier this year in June. 2024. Again, it was epic. So there at the Marketplace Champions Conference, again, we had amazing leaders, and they were really talking about what are the skill set, what is your purpose, how has God wired you, and how do you have to pay attention to how you are wired, because that is a clue about what God wants you to develop. So I always talk about explore your gift, discover your gift, develop your gift, and then deploy your gift. And when you are deploying your gift, that is when people will enterprise with you. That is where you take value to the marketplace, and people stop wondering, what am I here to do in this world? You know, am I just here to be here and then spend 60, 70 years on earth and then I go again? No, God wants that fingerprint of your uniqueness to really come through your gifts, your talents, and your abilities. Yeah. And after June, here we are gearing ourselves for 9 November, finishing this year strong.
Oh, I love the sound of that. We're finishing this year strong. And I think you're properly positioned right at the end of the year. You make sure you wrap it up in a bang. So who's a champion, by the way? Who do we consider a champion?
The person that we consider a champion is, first of all, is a believer. For us, it's a believer because you must be kingdom-minded. You are taking everything that God has given to you, and you are a blessing in the marketplace.
Of course.
So a champion is also one who's been able to transcend all the challenges. You know, one of the biggest teachings that I always give to people is that the marketplace is a very contentious and spiritual environment. When you go, the marketplace is not for wimps. The marketplace is not for babies. The marketplace is a battleground, not a playground. Yeah. And when you speak to people, they will tell you there's a lot of things that are not aligned to our godly principles.
True.
So a champion is one that doesn't compromise their faith. A champion is one that understands that God has given them a space and a place in the marketplace. Mm. And a champion is one that fights not to just survive, but to thrive and prosper in the marketplace, showcasing their gifts, their talents, their abilities, the products and services that God has placed in their hands, and they are the ones that give glory to God. So that is what we consider a champion in the marketplace.
All right. Now, let's talk particularly about the upcoming conference that you're having. You know, what is the theme? What are we focusing on this time around?
Yes. So the theme for our conference on the 9th of November is how to be positioned for marketplace dominion. How to be positioned for marketplace dominion. There's a place and a posture that you must have in the marketplace.
Of course.
And we want you to be positioned to be aligned for you to thrive in your marketplace. Mm. So that is our theme. So as we are coming and we're talking about finishing the year strong, you must be prepared. You must be ready. You must be positioned. You must be aligned in order for you to take dominion. And dominion means you are in charge. You are in control. Mm. You are taking a space and a place for yourself. You are, you know, Genesis 1:27 says, increase, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue, and walk in dominion. Yep. And that is what we want you to do. We want you to progress in your marketplace.
So who are you bringing in our shows this time around?
My goodness. The lineup is epic. So we are having Apostle Linda Gobodo right here from South Africa. Mm-hmm. She is here. She has raised many marketplace leaders. She has raised millionaires. She's coming with an anointing to propel you into your space and place in the marketplace. Mm. Then we have Apostle Nona Parker. She's coming from Chicago. She's from the Ecclesia Network of Churches. Mm-hmm. She is also, she's an anointed apostle prophet in the marketplace. So she is also coming with a message of that divine alignment in the marketplace is very important, and how God is going to bless your business. Then we have yours truly. I've been around the world with Marketplace Ministry. Mm-hmm. I've just come from Kenya 3 days ago.
Wow.
We've had an opportunity to be in Chicago. In May, we have been in Miami. In July, we are now, we've just come from Kenya. This week, Saturday was the Kenya conference. And now we are here ending off in Johannesburg, South Africa. So I'm here also a marketplace minister. I've got my space and place. As people know, I'm an ambassador also. So I'm also going to be in that room to talk about how does God use the anointing for us to prosper in the marketplace. And then we have three amazing ministers. who are also coming. They are having two roles. So they're in the marketplace, but they're also ministers in the church, apostles, okay. teachers, prophets who are coming, and they run businesses. They are co-owners in business. They are also coming to, and we're going to have a facilitated panel where they're going to talk about what are the insights, what are the nuggets, what are those keys that they can put in your hands for you to prosper in your marketplace.
That's amazing. Yes. Now, tell us, if you can just give us more details on what you mean with regards to the venue and how do we become part of this amazing conference?
Wonderful. So our conference is on the 9th of November at 9 a.m. sharp. So we want you to come to Fontainebleau. It's Fontainebleau Community Church, and it is on the corner of 4th Avenue and Rabi in Fontainebleau, Randburg. That is where you're going to meet with us. And if you want to buy your tickets, we are on www.imsonline.co. www.ims.co. You can also contact us on our office line. It is, I'm going to say +27 because we also want people from around the world to connect.
Okay.
But it's +27 063 361 4417. 063 361 4417. You can contact our office line and we can also help you to register. But when you go on our website, you will see it right there. And when you go on the Radio Pulpit, social media platforms, you will see how to register 9 November at 9 a.m. sharp.
I'll tell you something, Mam Chumi. I do believe that you are so much part of the furniture that you know exactly how to give the relevant information. Because then I don't have to ask something else.
You won't be less well.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Ma, anything else you'd like to add before I let you run off?
I just want to say some people have been, we've prophetically been declaring that this is the year of open doors.
Mm.
And some people have also been telling me that it's been challenging. It's been a challenging year for them.
Of course.
And in order for you to finish your year strong, you must be determined to be aligned with God. Mm. You know, when God throws you a lifeline, don't sit back. Don't give up. Don't shut your business down.
Yeah.
Don't quit your job. Don't walk away. We are going to stand with you in the marketplace. And people know I'm a person of prayer. Mm. I'm a prayer warrior. So I want you to come to that room. I want you to come and meet with us there. The Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage.
Of course.
If you feel you've been going around in circles, you always get there but never get there. You've got projects that you want to, you are trusting God for, but it's not happening. You know, a lot of times in the Bible, when the king and the priest come together, there you see the Bible says, when we are in unity, the Lord commands the blessing. So I want to encourage anyone under the sound of my voice. If you are that person that's on the verge of giving up, if you are the person who's had a tough year, if you are the one who's been challenged on the left and the right, you cannot afford to miss coming to the Marketplace Champions Conference. That is how you're going to position yourself to end your year strong. And then again, those people who've had an amazing year, and we're saying there's still more. There's still time, places for God to accelerate you, to expand you, to enlarge you, to move from addition to multiplication, to move from multiplication to replenish, to subdue, to walk in dominion, to be a champion in your own right. Some people can look at us and think we are champions, but God wants to make you a champion. That is how he took David from the back of the desert with a few sheep, and he made him the king of Israel. So God has a plan for you. Come to the Marketplace Champions Conference and come and take everything that God has aligned for you. You know, we've got 10, a delegation of 10 coming from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to come so far to come and give you a word from the Lord, then surely you here in Johannesburg, you in Pretoria, you can travel to come and hear what God has prepared for you.
Sure. Absolutely love the sound of this. You should see the smile on my face. Beautiful initiative, I must say. And a great way to end off our week.
That's your only way to end.
Mamchumi, thank you so much and all the best for the event. Thank you for being a great blessing in the kingdom.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's by the grace of God and we keep on going.
Amen.
See you at the conference.
See you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love
on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.